or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to be covering, what Joel wrote about this week, the important issues. As Joel said on our program yesterday, this is a slow week, so he's come up with some other issues as well. Good morning, Joel. Good to have you with us again.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, I did take time out from normal coverage of the news to cover some practical suggestions for how to deal with the extremely high gas prices that seem to be rising 10 cents a week. But before we get to that, I will cover some of the major news issues on the Iran front. It's interesting that there continues to be U.S. pressure on all fronts diplomatically to skewer Iran over the issue of nuclear weapons. Indeed, the International Atomic Energy Association, a most recent report, really is a giant leap backwards with respect to this UN body's performance on the nuclear Iran question, casting serious doubt on the agency's ability to conduct its business professionally and impartially. It was nearly 2 months ago, Dr. Stan, the agency gave a rather glowing report that declared all of the outstanding questions, except for the alleged studies, which were never part of the Iran nuclear work plan, had been successfully resolved. Now the Albrady's committee has now responded to the tremendous U.S. backlash in the form of retracting some of its statements and adopting U.S.'s allegations basically as facts, warranting, quote, serious concerns about the peacefulness of Iran's nuclear program. So it shows that this UN commission really is very much subject to political gerrymandering, and that's what we're seeing going on right now. You know, on other fronts, there's been major criticism coming out of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's diplomatic initiative, claiming that, you know, she's stonewalling, that we thought that she was going to, in essence, the anti-neocons, the leftists, are praising her for saying, you know, for being into the diplomatic solution. And the neocons supposedly are beginning to attack Condoleezza Rice for taking too long to come to a conclusion that Iran is a problem. But in fact, Condoleezza Rice is very much a neocon and very much a yes man, a woman to the president. She's merely going through the diplomatic initiative so that it appears justified when they do use force. There was an interesting article in LouRockwell.com, which went through some everything about the attack on Iran, refuting point by point why there would be any good coming out of an attack on Iran, whether it's in terms of the stability of the Iraq situation, whether it's in terms of you know, how the U.S. is viewed. It's a no-win situation. What he doesn't understand is that this is, in fact, the purpose of the globalists. The globalists are not attempting to improve the U.S. image around the world. They're not attempting to stabilize Iraq. This is, in fact, their purpose, is to destabilize this Middle East, to create more havoc, more conflict, so that the U.S. gets the blame and is viewed as the bully of the world. This then sets the stage for more hatred of the U.S., more justification for an eventual attack on the United States, which Russia and China are preparing as we speak. Now, it's several years off because China's not ready, and Russia's still in a quandary about how ready they are vis-a-vis the new high-tech weapons the U.S. has. But certainly after reviewing the military options of the Soviets versus the continuing Soviets versus the U.S., the U.S. has made such a quantum leap forward. It is jet fighter and bomber technology and its ability with stealth to penetrate the Russians' vaunted air defense system. But it seems unlikely that the Russians would opt for a conventional attack on the United States. Surely they're going to use to to the maximum the nuclear option just because they have no other choice. There's no way that their bombers can penetrate our forces, and our forces can penetrate almost with impunity with the new F-22 and F-35 fighters, which have standoff missile range, which can get right up close without being seen from enemy radars. So it just guarantees the Russians, as we have hypothesized for many years, will continue to use the nuclear option to take down U.S. military forces, so that it will be a relative easy task of threatening Europe to come into compliance and taking out the U.S. military.
Well, I fear that you're right, that a war is coming. We're building up, we're doing everything we can to build up the military capacity of communist China today. Why would you be doing something that stupid? I'm sure in the past, we've done everything we could to build up the military capacity of the Soviet Union, as you well know. And, Chris, the average American looks at these things and says, gee, we've got to be making mistakes. We've got to have stupid people in Washington, D.C. They've forgotten how it was before the Second World War, when American corporations, the American government, built up Adolf Hitler because we needed an effective enemy, and how we've actually created the terrorist, world terrorist movement, because we needed an enemy. As old as time, Plato talked about it, Machiavelli talked about it. You got to have an enemy so you're routing people behind the government.
You know, it's a very sophisticated conspiracy that we're dealing with, because you're dealing with government employees, many of which are loyal and patriotic, and you have to provide rational excuses for them to do these stupid things, what appear to be stupid things, and have them go along. And of course, part and parcel of that is the mentality of the military mind to follow orders and to not question, and they push that very hard. They pay lip service to illegal orders instead of, but you'll never get any of them to admit it has been an illegal order, except, you know, perhaps the My Lai massacre or something. But even during the massacre, I mean, there was no acknowledgement that there would be such an illegal order. Only after the fact, when people admit or get caught doing something, what the U.S. is doing. So many illegal things around the world, whether it's the importation of drugs to finance black operations or the fomenting of terrorism. You know, we have evidence that the U.S. provided arms and ammunition and airplanes and helicopters to the IRA. And the British government was also involved in the IRA in terms of thwarting attempts to have them uncovered.
We'll be back in just a moment here. American Future Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at Radiant Clinic Colorado.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel was just talking about the British IRA, the IRA and their conflict with Great Britain, and that went on, and there were bombings in London. Now we find out the number two man of the IRA is a British agent, the man who is responsible for torturing the infiltrators of the IRA and killing them. You know, he was a British agent, too. In fact, the whole IRA was, in large part, a British intelligence operation. Best enemy money could buy. Go ahead, Joe. I mean, that is an incredible thing. You would think every American could look at that and say, well, what about this terrorist movement that's threatening us? Why have there been more attacks on America in the last 7 years? But people don't do that.
Well, it's very hard for people to carry on and understand a very complex conspiracy because it isn't as if there's a huge body of people, thousands, that know about this. And there's probably less than 100 that know the whole story. But they hire predictable people. They use national security issues to keep people silent and compliant. They, as I say, hire predictable yes men. I mean, you take John Yoo, who wrote the torture memo for those. I mean, this is not an inherently evil person. This is a person who just went along because that's what the bosses wanted, and he knew this, what they wanted, and he was able to bend the rules. You have J.S. Bidey from Brigham Young University Law School. He's not an evil person, but he went along, and, you know, it's amazing how you can get weak, well-meaning people out of a sense of patriotism to do the wrong thing. That's what happens when we have an excessive allegiance to law for law's sake, because law can be just as evil as tyranny if we permit it to do so, and it certainly is getting that way. But you know, the Scott McClellan revelation in his new book coming out is having a major impact. All of the talk show hosts that he's been forced to come out and defend his book as the White House and every other press lackey who's been a spokesman for the president has come out and condemned Scott, saying, well, why are you doing this now? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you have the courage to do this while you were his spokesman? So they all know very well there's a tremendous amount of pressure to abide by the restrictions. Nothing was more carefully delineated than Dana Perino, you know, the current spokesman, who was admitted that she was not to allow or to admit that there was or talk about the recession or to admit such a thing. And she said, you know, when they pressed her on it, do you want me to lose my job? I'm not going to lose my job over, you know, satisfying your question. That shows how much pressure they're under. And it shows that, you know, people who claim to be journalists and have this vaunted Fourth Amendment independence are just they're media whores, in my opinion. I mean, these people work for their own companies. They will submit to whatever pressure their editors put upon them, and some of that pressure is overt, some of it's covert. But I don't see many journalists quitting over journalistic ethics. They simply go along to get along. And, so we really don't have, you know, as free a press as we think, except in the Internet.
I would like to say freedom of the press means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. And that's really what's going on in America today.
Well, you know, the media moguls that have bought up the press, in fact, had to use free market principles to do so. Nobody coerced anyone or twisted their arm to sell. These people simply had a lot of money, and they went and bought up the press. It's been going on for hundreds of years, and they have been slowly buying out. You know, the press used to be very, very contentious. You used to have union papers. You used to have populist papers. You used to have agricultural-based papers who would all take a certain position, and it was known what that position was. I'd much rather go back to those days than the phony days where everyone claims to be neutral, and nobody's neutral. Their agendas are very much hidden.
And you know, I very often try to contact publishers, and you know, I will contact the publishing house And they'll be, you know, they say, which one do you want? Because they'll have 20 different publishing houses, all controlled by the same corporation. You know, and you'll find this. You know, what they've done is they've gone around and bought up all the publishing houses. So there are three or four major publishing houses. Now, fortunately, we have a few small ones out there, but they have difficulty getting their material out. But, you know, they certainly, any publishing house that was really bringing out the truth, they get bought up, and that's the end of them. That's what happened to
Professor. That's right. And, there are some independent appearing ones. You take Regnery Gateway, you know, has always published a lot of conservative books, but had an inside source that says this has been a CIA operation for a long time. Basically, what it means is he is a neocon. It's a globalist that put that out there to get conservative positions published, but only of a certain type. You know, they won't publish the types of things that you and I write, but they'll publish the things like the Washington Times write. The Washington Times itself is a neocon type of push run by the Reverend Moon, who has a great deal of CIA connections way back in his wealth-building days. You know, this globalist monstrosity that works and with controls both liberal, neocon, and other conservative sites. So we have to be very, very careful about the level of disinformation that we get. Especially we have to be careful about people, even good people who get too good to be true sources. Bill Gertz of Washington Times has a daily liaison with insiders from the intelligence community. You can't tell me that isn't permitted. These are people who are not just simply going against the rules. These have full permission to leak to conservative sites, just like all of the mainstream leftist press has their insider contacts. And this is how they control the press. I mean, you want access, and you play along. And they do play along. So the intelligence community is able to feed the news with stories whenever they want, because reporters are extremely hungry for something new. I was just talking about the story by Jeffrey St. Clair, who wrote about the Mark Gibbs thing, and it was just incredible how much inside information. I mean, I know what you can get being a truthful person on our side of things, and it's nearly nil. And when a person has, it's almost as if he was sitting in the bedroom of Mark and Denise Rich, knowing about their conversations, their divorce, their settlement. I mean, these things are all private. Where do you get access to that information? Well, obviously, he gets it from government contacts. But they don't tell the whole story. In all of the history of Mark and Denise Rich and securing the pardon, what was left out, of course, is Mark Rich's connection to the globalists. And now he gets liaison within. It's not just paying your way through money. He got his money. He's working for the globalists, allowing himself to make it. Very, very rich. He had set up Bill and Hillary Clinton's secret Swiss bank account through Vince Foster, and that's one of the reasons why Vince Foster was killed. He had too much knowledge of those things and was getting queasy about talking to Congress. So, it's not all just greedy money buying your way into a pardon. Clinton was very much instructed by the powers that be, that Mark Rich was going to have a pardon. It wasn't all as difficult as Jefferson there made it out to be. He's got some tremendous details, and it's surely true that in the process, the Clintons did demand ransom money, both to the Democratic National Committee in the term of nearly $1 million, which the richest funded through Denise. And by the way, Denise was no friend of Mark Rich. She had a very disputed divorce with him and hated his guts, but we suspect there was even a larger payoff Rich in order to help secure through Hillary Clinton the pardon. And of course, that taints Hillary Clinton and her presidency as well by all of this. So, in reading these types of stories, we have to be very careful about too good to be true sources and try to distinguish them. Sometimes it takes a great deal of experience to distinguish what part is true and what part is disinformation. And that's one of the reasons why I put out my World Affairs brief every week. As you know, I try to put my extensive knowledge of having worked in and around Washington and put those that information and my suspicions into my analysis of the news each week.
That's why I always look forward to reading it, because you always have such insightful comments on the material that's out there. And I think that it's so important for our listeners to understand, when you read an article, don't read what it says. You ask the question, what are they trying to convince me of here? Why are they putting this in? Is it true? Is it the distortion of the truth? Are they manipulating my reality? That's the question we have to ask.
And if people would like a free sample of my newsletter to see if they would like to subscribe, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. If they forget how to do that, they can go to the website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and it gives a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief and tells you how to get a free sample copy.
That's, of course, under my favorite things. There's a little heart on it, and the World Affairs Brief is there, and I click in every morning after doing my email. And if you don't do that as well out there in the audience, what you're missing, a lot of very important information. And the website is absolutely free. It's only the weekly commentary that will cost you, but it's certainly one of the most inexpensive of all the commentaries that I take. So thanks so much. Anyway, go ahead, Joel.
Yes, and as you pointed out, my volunteer research staff puts the best of the conventional news stories on my website, so you can go and scroll down and get the top stories. There's a lot of conventional sources, hundreds that cover each story each day, and but some of them have more or less information. Some of them have more disinformation in them. And my direction to my research staff is you pick the cleanest copy that has the least disinformation. So we kind of pre-screen it for you so you get the best of the best. And then, of course, I add much more information to that each week in my commentary. One of the stories that I've been covering, as you know, has been the danger to all of our civil liberties as families with the attack of the Texas Child Protective Services on the fundamentalist LDS church, the FLDS, El Dorado Ranch in Texas, having gone in and with a flimsy, actually a false report basing that on a search warrant, had taken all 460 children out of the entire ranch, including families, children who were visiting. I mean, this was just incredibly evil, and the appeals court in Texas in that district ruled against them, and now yesterday the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the removal of children from the polygamous compound by child welfare authorities was totally unwarranted, violated state law, and that the children should be returned. Of course, the Supreme Court noted that the district court must vacate the current temporary custody orders as directed by the Court of Appeals. And although the Supreme Court instructed the district court to vacate its original order approving the children's removal, it did not set a timetable on which they should be returned. In fact, there's some fairly squirrely language which is could be used by child welfare services to delay almost indefinitely things here. Here's the language of the Supreme Court of Texas. While the district court must vacate the current temporary custody orders as directed by the Court of Appeal, it need not do so without granting other appropriate relief to protect the children. Now, basically, that means that they can conjure up any other types of excuse to try to keep them. And one of those things that they're doing is to require that the parents prove that any children that are returned to them are their children, meaning we want DNA evidence. And one of the reasons why they're doing that is because in collecting DNA evidence, which is actually a violation of the Fifth Amendment, causing people to have to give testimony against themselves, they're going to use that DNA evidence to prove whose child belongs to who and who the father and the mother is and what age they were born, and hopefully get some prosecutions on underage marriages there. And while I do think that there is some appropriate prosecution that should go on there, clearly, the general aegis of Barbara Walt is a judge there who said that there is an abusive atmosphere because of their religious beliefs, and therefore they're all guilty until proven innocent, you know, was just thrown out by the court. It was a strong rebuke against the Child Protective Services for basing their judgments on they basically said Judge Walter abused her discretion by failing to return the children after conducting hearings, and it was a great day for families across the state of Texas.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here, the American Freedom Network.
plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty. But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is first Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, go right ahead.
I want to go back to the Iran situation. I just got a briefing from my research staff here that the Wall Street Journal opinion editors just came out with a proposal suggesting a naval blockade on Iran's refined gasoline imports. Even though Iran has plenty of oil, they don't have enough refining capacity, and they import a good portion of their gasoline. This is actually a proposal from Shmuel Bar, an Israeli intelligence official. And what this is showing on two fronts is, first of all, that the buyout by Rupert Murdoch of the Wall Street Journal company is, in fact, starting to distort news and output of the Wall Street Journal. It's becoming extremely more hawkish and more neocon-like. You know, this is an act of war to blockade a country's importation. And obviously I think they're going to try to provoke Iran into doing something drastic against the naval ships that would be working on this blockade. So that's kind of a breaking story about Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal now really starting to beat the drums for aggressive action on Iran.
And I think people really need to understand that everything has changed to the Wall Street Journal. It's now simply a voice of the neocons with having been purchased by Rupert Murdoch. You have to understand who controls the media to understand why the editorial policy is saying what they are. But then, I mean, it should be so obvious, is reading between the lines, that they all want to go to war with Iran, which doesn't make any sense But it doesn't matter whether it makes any sense. Our soldiers will die one way or the other. And certainly, but this is going to have, if we go to war with Iran, it is going to have terrible financial implications here in the United States.
Well, moving on to my main story from the World Affairs Brief this week, how to adapt to high gas prices. One of the most outrageous examples of price gouging we've ever witnessed, with fuel prices rising about 10 cents a gallon per week, the American consumer is now being held hostage to an economic and personal lifestyle that was built on cheap gasoline, a lifestyle that, unfortunately, is never coming back. Now, and most people have really no ability to escape what is now upon us and getting worse. The American dream was established a century ago based upon an abundance of cheap oil, cheap transportation, and abundance of land, so that people didn't have to be crammed into high-density cities. We wanted to leave the cities and get out into a rural lifestyle, and cheap gasoline and American automobiles achieved that. Of course, the price was building a freeway system and having fairly long commutes on fast freeways to get to work. And none of that can be changed quickly. I mean, we can't go back to a European style of millions crammed into high-rise cities with gas prices so high that only the wealthy can afford a personal vehicle. That's not what Americans want. And so it appears, however, that there are some real powers that be that are trying to force that urban lifestyle upon us. We know from the environmental standpoint that they have been condemning urban sprawl for years and pushing the Oregon model of controlling property so strictly that nobody can develop their own piece of property, and pushing mass transportation. I'm from Oregon myself, and we have a major corridor leading from the west side of the city of Portland down into Portland through the West Hills. And a friend of mine who runs a helicopter company was chartered by the Department of Transportation of Oregon. They were flying over the Sunset Highway corridor, which leads from the west side several miles into Portland. It's a major clogged corridor with only four-lane highway, and they could use six or eight lanes. And he had the Department of Transportation head that was in the helicopter with him didn't realize that the pilot was listening in on the intercom. He was talking to his other person, says, "Now, we're never going to widen this highway until people cry out for light rail, to go alongside this, and then we'll widen the highway for them." But they were actually holding all of these suburbanites hostage to a terrible commute for over 10 years until they finally passed light rail, and then they let them expand the freeway by one lane. It just shows how evil these people think. And of course, light rail never pays for itself. Every time I go back to Oregon, which is my home state, I drive back into that area and I see these trains half empty all the time, and the freeways are still clogged.
The thing I think that the American people have to understand is they really want to lower our living standards. They want to get us out of our cars. They want, to send our wealth to other countries. They want to encourage industries to leave this country. That's why they're giving them special tax breaks. It just, the average American cannot imagine there could be anything, this organized, this intent. They want to get the prices so high on gasoline, we will not be able to afford to drive our cars just as they have in Europe. And this is all part of a long-range plan that is laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment published by Cambridge University Press. Most people have never heard of it, but the plan is there. You can read it. But the average individual says it just can't be true. Oh, it's got to be the wicked oil companies.
Well, it's both. The oil companies are in bed with government. The government is allowing them to get away with this monopolistic practices. I mean, when every oil company in the city, any major city, raises their prices within 2 hours, this cannot be the free market. I remember when prices used to rise, and they would rise here for in one company there, and then a week later, another company would finally pick up its right, and then a week later another company would pick up, not this 2 hours, everybody within the there's some coordinated action going on here.
Oh, there has to be. Remember when we had Hurricane Katrina, and of course, it destroyed a certain number of the oil rigs out there in the middle of the Gulf. But, I mean, the very day that this occurred, suddenly the prices went up all across the country, and the justification was, well, we had to get the prices up because we knew there was going to be a shortage. We really did you a favor by raising the prices so that people didn't use so much gasoline, so we wouldn't have shortages because of the destruction of the oil rigs out there in the Gulf. That was the explanation given by Mr. Lee Raymond, who was the executive officer, CEO of Exxon. He got $400 million bonus when he retired just a year or so later.
Well, you know, the fuel rise in prices, of course, affects everything. Everything that is transported within our economy is now rising. And every business that is passing along their higher fuel prices is also tacking on a little extra. You know, when prices become unstable and rise rapidly, consumers lose the ability to judge what's a fair price anymore, and they get used to paying more. And so a lot of wholesalers and retailers are taking advantage of that by increasing prices more than necessary to cover the fuel costs. And so there's kind of a galloping inflation going on. But with that said, it's interesting that there is a speculative component to the fuel prices. And there appears, no less than George Soros, is warning that there's going to be a bubble burst in the oil today. Because of the amount of speculation, they can't keep this going forever. But in fact, it will come back down at some point.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen here, the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead.
We're talking about how to deal with the rising oil prices, and I was just talking about George Soros' remarks about there being a huge speculative component in this oil, and that that's going to burst at some point. But even though it will burst, I don't think we'll ever see gas prices come down below $3 a gallon anymore. I think it may go as high as 5 during the summer, and perhaps during the end of the summer we might see a drop back down to 4. And it's amazing how high prices tend to make people feel relieved any time that there's a retreat in those prices. I mean, I remember thinking how horrible it was, $1.80 a gallon when I was in California a couple of years ago, and now it's almost, it's about $4, and we would think that $3 a gallon would be a real bargain. So they really manipulate our minds into adjusting to these prices. So we'll never see cheap gas again, and we need to really prepare for some long-term changes. Now, as I was explaining, we can't really change. It will take decades to change our commuting lifestyle. It means that people are simply going to have to pay a larger and larger portion of their income for fuel. And this is having a major impact on the economy. Business Week, for example, is warning that defaults and loans are not stabilizing, but they're getting worse, including credit card debt. A lot of people are putting gas on their credit card, can't pay those bills. I think we haven't even begun to see the peak yet in defaults on credit cards and other bankruptcies that have come because of the fuel. And, of course, it's impacting the fact that people have less to spend, less disposable income to spend because so much of their income is going towards the fuel. It's interesting that people who commute down in California are paying almost as much in fuel as they would be for a small apartment closer to their work. So it's getting to the point where you can almost, move closer to your work, pay for an extra apartment, keep your existing house, and save your commuting costs and come out even. I mean, that shows how irrational these high gas prices are. But they're not going away soon, and I think people need to adjust for that. One of the problems as well is that you can't just unload all of your vehicles that aren't fuel efficient because the used market for those vehicles is nearly nil at this time. Now, it's not zero because, in fact, that there's no way to get real fuel efficient vehicles with heavy hauling type capacity. And, for example, most of the pickup trucks on the market, which accounted for a majority of the profits of automobile companies, it takes them less money to make pickups than automobiles generally, and they were able to sell them for more money. These were the real cash cows of automobile companies. And now the discretionary buying of pickups, just because it's nice to have something to haul things around occasionally, that's dried up. Nobody's buying these pickups unless they really need them for work. Or if they have money to burn still. But pickup sales have dropped almost 40% with the major companies. Even Toyota has spent a great deal of time and development over the years of getting their larger and larger pickups to compete with the Dodge Ram and the Ford F-150. And they're getting up there where they're competing well, and now the market's dying. Unfortunately for Toyota, they have long been the leaders in the economy hybrid vehicles, and while all other automobile companies, Ford and General Motors, also have small economical vehicles, nothing selling quite like the Prius. I am not really very much in favor of this hybrid technology just because it is so complex. It's fine while it's in warranty. You are paying a premium for these vehicles. But while it's in warranty, it's fine, but after that warranty goes out, nobody's going to be able to repair these things except the dealers. Very expensive, and people are looking to buy a used one at putting in a $10,000 to $12,000 battery pack, which are scheduled to start going out just after the warranty expires. So it's a very much an unknown quantity whether or not these hybrids are going to be the lemons of the future when it comes to replacing those battery packs. In fact, it's one of the reasons why Toyota has resisted the move to turn their hybrids into plug-in type electric vehicles. Because the way that they've got the computer set up on the Prius is they recharge their battery when they get down between 90% and 80%, meaning that they've used only 10% to 20% of their capacity. They recharge them with the gasoline engine. Whereas an electric car, you discharge batteries clear down to about 80% before you recharge them in order to get any significant mileage in your commute from them. And that would reduce the battery pack life by about 60% to 80%. And so we're looking at replacing the battery pack every 2 to 3 years instead of every 10 years if you start using a plug-in hybrid. So they got a long way to go on battery technology before the electric vehicle can be a vehicle replacement for the commuter game. So what I'm recommending is that people look very strongly to the new line of common rail diesel engines. These are the top of the line development in diesels now. A common rail means that you have a very high pressure pump that pressurizes the rail that goes along the engine, and then it feeds into individual injectors this super high pressure. We're talking 10,000 PSI, which allows these injectors to give a very, very fine spray of diesel fuel into the engines and time it into spurts, three spurts instead of one, so that they're quiet like gasoline engines. They are much more efficient. You get at least 40 to 50 miles per gallon, and they are sometimes getting over 60 miles per gallon, depending on how you drive those vehicles. And those challenge the hybrids, and they're much less complex. They'll go 200,000 to 300,000 miles without an overhaul, and an overhaul can be done for less than $2,000 to $3,000. So even a used one of these common rail diesels, which there aren't any used out on the market because they're brand new, but they are really, in my opinion, the wave of the future. Even though diesel is outrageously priced at about 60 cents a gallon higher than gasoline, still, eventually that will come down as more and more refineries gear up for more diesel production. So it's a complex thing, but believe me, 50 to 60 miles per gallon is going to go a long way towards ameliorating those high gasoline costs. I've also given in this week's brief some very interesting hints on how you can increase your gas mileage for those that just can't get rid of their current vehicle. So I encourage people to get a sample copy of the brief.
Okay, we're out of time, Joel. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Hello, this is Joel.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onik Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel. I think that you have to understand that everything is changing. And, of course, the impact of the rising price of oil is going to impact upon the farming industry, upon the transportation industry, the aircraft industry, of plastic industry, even paints and pharmaceuticals. Many of them, of course, contain a component of petrochemicals. So understand what is happening is not happening by accident. If you haven't read my Sustainable Development Syllabus, where we actually simply have summarized the Global Biodiversity Assessment, this video came out of a group of very, very wealthy people, powerful people, who met on Prince Charles' yacht back in 1991, 1992, laying out the plan for the Second Earth Summit, which was held in Rio in 1992. And then out of that came the Global Biodiversity Assessment, where they talk about how we're just going to have to lower living standards of the people of the world. Understand it's all part of a plan. They know what they're doing. There is a Brotherhood of Darkness, a group of wealthy and powerful people who want to rule the world. In fact, they do rule the world today. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our Sustainable Development Syllabus, preferably with our talk, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, our four-tape set on sustainable development. Understand there is a master plan, and of course, in the syllabus, you will see a copy of the Earth Charter, where they talk about how they're going to redistribute your wealth. It's all there. These people know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Well, fortunately, we do have the material. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret with the syllabus, and our talk on the planned police state with the syllabus will give you the information you need to be able to deal with what's coming down the line and begin making your plans accordingly. But understand, behind everything going on, are powerful spiritual forces and spiritual organizations that they even have publications. And we give you some of their publications. The article on the workings of the spiritual hierarchy, actually published by the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. Understand, there is another force in the universe. And until you understand that, nothing makes sense. That this force controls many of our people, either knowingly or unknowingly. And if you haven't seen the DVD, it talks about music, but the same goes with politics and finance. The DVDs, they sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. You need to get it. You need to get these ideas in your mind that really there is another force out there. There are people who have sold their souls for benefit. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can watch many of our DVDs there for nothing. You can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live. Our archive programs are certainly our programs of on MP3, we're going to have them, you know, available for downloading on your blogs as well. We are involved in a spiritual battle. Unfortunately, we have the weapon, but our weapon is truth. The other side has to conceal the truth. And if you go to Radio Liberty website, radioliberty.com, read our newsletters, you'll understand what's going on. Read my newsletters on oil. We're going to actually put that into a pamphlet, make it available with our 4-tape set on the oil deception. And pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll free.